Dooley give a shout out to his show, where they never ever had a refund. Okay. Refund? Refund? Refund?
Kamish! Happy Tuesday! Breakfast Club.
That's
at
right.
The Pancake House.
That's actually the Golden House restaurant, Lou. That's what it's called.
It's the Pancake House today.
All right, Lou, we're heading closer and closer to that training day date. Why don't you give that date to us again?
Okay. Well, August 28th is going to be our kickoff of the football season, with our blessing of the grills, our buffet, and of course our three band lineup, starting with Aw, Come On, and the Darkroom Men, and then a third group. Surprise! Got to come in to see who it is. But more importantly, August 27th, Bears noon game for appetizers.
There you go. There you go. And who are they playing for that preseason? Do you know?
Whoever's gonna lose.
All right, Lou. There's the plug for the training day. And now let's get to our Bear of the Week. I hear that theme music playing. And Lou, who's your Bear of the Week?
My Bear of the Week is going to be Lamar Houston.
Lamar Houston, Lou, and he is a linebacker.
Yes,
seven-year vet,
age 29, weight 274, height 6'3". And my Bear of the Week is Lamar Houston, because I predict he goes in like the first or second cut to make way for people that aren't seven-year vets.
It's pretty amazing to go 7 years in this league. And I think just his concussion protocol would be a lot more, a lot deeper than most people, wouldn't you say, Luke?
Yes, I would. And I think, Kamish, that's why you're seeing a lot more younger players now retire from the NFL in their late 20s than you're seeing in their 30s. And I think it comes back to that old song, take the money and run.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, you get the big contract, there's no reason to get your head stowed in. So my Bear of the Week is good old number 24, Lou. That would be Jordan Howard. Right by Lamar Houston there, right under him. Oh, Lamar Houston, of course, good old number 99. But Jordan Howard, of course, a great Indiana University alum, and I just wanted to mention him before he gets cut.
Okay. Very good. Understood.
And then every year, the Sun-Times has a little quiz. It's a test for the belief system, as they say, whether you're an optimist or a pessimist in certain Bear categories. Let's start with Alshon Jeffrey. Are you an optimist or a pessimist about his franchise tag here?
Pessimist.
Pessimist for Lou.
And I am a pessimist because our one-dimensional quarterback, Jay Cutler, will be focusing on him so much that he won't be able to produce as he should.
Oh, that's interesting. I'm going to go optimist, Lou, only because I think the guy wants the money, and he's going to try his dangdest to get that thing going. So how about Kevin White, the other receiver, Lou? Are you an optimist or pessimist on him?
I am an optimist because the few times that he does get the ball, people aren't going to expect him to get the ball, so he's going to do very well.
And I'm going pessimist on that, Lou. I think he's not going to come back from that injury. He hasn't played a down in the NFL. He is an unknown quantity. I am going pessimist with that. All right. Vic Fangio's defense, Lou, the defense, you think it's improved this year? Are you an optimist or a pessimist on that?
I am an optimist on the defense.
Wow, Lou. And I'm going to join you in your optimism on that one.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, 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 ding. All right. Danny Trevathan, I guess, is a defensive tackle, a perfect fit for Fox and Fangio. Trevathan will reach a new level as attacking machine, blah, blah, blah. And that he's come from Denver this year, I guess. I don't really know him. See, good old.
I am going to be a pessimist because I really didn't like that actor in either Hill Street Blues or NYPD that had a similar name.
He's a fifth-year pro. He's good old number 59. I'm going pessimist with you, Lou. So far, we're tied, I think. Leonard Floyd, he's a rookie linebacker. He may be overpowered by NFL blockers, but he's another DT. They're putting some weird ones up here.
Optimist.
Leonard Floyd, optimist. And he's good old number 94. I'm just going to go pessimist because I don't know him. All right. Purnell McPhee.
Oh, Purnell McPhee. I am so high on Purnell McPhee. I got the word from Bourbonnais that he, in the offseason, he's been really training hard. He knocked off, and believe it or not, folks, he knocked off a half a second on his 40-yard from combine to showing up at camp. This kid's just going to be a surprise. Watch out for him.
I am optimist with you on that, Lou. J.J. Cutler, here we go. Optimist or pessimist, Lou, for Jay?
For Jay Cutler, I have to go pessimist. I hope I'm wrong. and the reason I'm saying this is because Jay is a one-dimensional quarterback. If he uses all of his players, Jay will be a very good quarterback. But if he concentrates on just if it's Langford up the middle, pass to Alshon Jeffries, kick. That's the offense that I see with Jay Cutler this year.
I'm drinking the Kool-Aid, Lou. I'm going optimist on that one. offensive line. This is always an issue with the Bears.
Offensive line, I am going to go cautiously optimistic. Again, relying on Kyle Long to come back and come back strong and hopefully in a position where he will be able to maintain and develop professionally. They have a lot of new talent on the offensive line. And, hey, nobody told them they're supposed to be bad. I'm going to go optimist.
I'm joining you in the optimist crew on that one, Lou. And how about the new offensive coordinator, Lou? Dwell Loggins. Dwell. Good old Dwell.
Well, how can you not like anybody with a name Dwell? Dwell. And Loggins. Who didn't like Loggins and Messina? I'm totally optimistic on him.
Lou, I'm right with you on that.
Vahiva La. Dwell. Vahiva La.
And let's see. Finally, the rookies, Lou. We got the rookies. I just mentioned one, Jordan Howard. We got Daniel Braverman, Floyd, White Hair. Who's White Hair?
They gone.
Cody White Hair, all gone.
They're gone.
And I'm going to go optimist because the unknown quantity. And so I guess, what do we get here? We get 10 points for an optimistic vote and minus 10 for a pessimistic vote. And let's quickly go here. 10 minus 10. Lou's back at zero. I'm back at zero. This is what happened last year. I will report this next week.
Thank you.
All right. So, Lou. So, let's see what do we have here. You have any sandwiches?
Of course not.
Okay. Are you going to bring that back someday?
Someday, yes.
Someday you'll bring it back. Question of the week, Lou. When a tree falls in the wood, what sounds does it make? Doesn't get any better than that, Lou. It's your catchphrase out.
Have an outstanding week and go Bears!
Go Bears!
This is a convention inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right now. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Pessimistic Optimism Service. When you're confused about how you feel, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell them Lou pessimizes you!